WCL, N4ZLK. KX, N4ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
4ZLK, KR4ACR.
KR4ACR, is that correct? N4ZLK, name is Shane.
Yes, sir. I've listened to y'all a good bit. Did you ever know a guy named Joey Hornick?
I did, unless I knew him. I don't recognize the last name. I've known a lot of Joeys through the years, but no, I really don't know.
He drove a tractor trailer for UPS, was the reason why I asked.
He didn't work out of Greenville, so it's where I work out of. There's Spartanburg, Anderson, and then who knows, you know, even further away. Do you know where he worked out of?
Well, he used to run every night to Atlanta. I'm going to say Spartanburg then. I just didn't know where those runs went from, but he lives in Spartanburg. He lives up the street from me, is why I even asked.
Probably did go out of Spartanburg then. It's possible I may have run into him and just, or I may have known him by a CB handle years ago. They all used to go by CB handles, and nobody does it anymore. Is he retired now?
He is. I would say he's probably been retired 3 or 4 years now.
Very likely ran into him somewhere, because I've gone to Atlanta a couple different times through in the last several years, gone to Greensboro, just kind of changed routes around, so it's very possible we ran into each other.
Just random question. I just, like I say, I've just been listening for a good while now to you guys talk, and I knew you worked there, so I was just curious.
And I missed your name. You may have said it. It was my fault. I'm driving, so tell me your name again, if you will.
Honestly, I don't think I did. My name's Terry, with a T.
Nice to meet you. And I tell by the call you're probably fairly new. The KR4s are fairly new calls, so but they're working their way down. So welcome to the hobby.
December of last year, and then I got the general about 2 months ago.
Dave, I heard you in there. See, I think you said November, Terry. Go ahead, Dave. KB2HXS and 4ZLK.
That's right. Yeah, just a little bit of a low spot here. Repeater got noisy. Good afternoon, gentlemen. And to the new fellow there, sorry I didn't get your name. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I've been around ham radio for a few weeks. Go ahead, Shane.
Just a few weeks, N4ZLK. Terry, this is Dave. And you'll have to remind him every once in a while to slow his call down because he kind of speaks a little fast. Go ahead, Terry. N4ZLK.
Hey, that's one of those things I'm having to get the hang of.
That's okay. I won't hold it against you. I've been licensed since 1989. I got my calls. They're originally from Long Island. I hope you don't hold that against me, y'all. And I've been, I moved up here from Florida 5 years ago. So, but welcome to the hobby. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, I've enjoyed it for the past, few years there. A couple, anyway. Shane, over to you. N4ZLK and the group, KB2HXS.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I got my license back in 91. Wasn't as active back then. But been around for a few weeks as well. And Terry, that recognizing people's calls, it'll come to you before you know it. You'll know their call before you remember their name, and you'll start linking everybody up with the voices and everything, and you'll hear them start talking. You'll know who it is before they even get their call or their name out.
Yeah, that I would agree with, just from the listening part.
Yeah, what I try and tell the new people, you know, the new, you know, young folks or new hams, whatever, do as much listening as you can. Familiarize yourself with, you know, just the do's and don'ts on the radio and you know, just proper radio etiquette and things like that. That's all. Just, you know, we're a pretty friendly bunch of guys on here. You know, they all break my chops for talking too fast. I apologize, y'all. Yeah, that's all. It's good to meet you. Go ahead, Shane. N4ZLK to get it. KB2H, access.
All right, we, most of us are fairly friendly. Good group of guys. And one thing I've also learned, though, is every area you go to, if you do any traveling, you'll find a whole different routine on other nets, or other repeaters. They have their own way of doing things. There's the basic structure that you should kind of hold to as a ham radio operator. You know, whatever those lists are, courteous and a representative and all that. But every repeater has its way, kind of like every family does. But welcome. And tell us what got you into the hobby there, if you will, and what got you interested.
Well, ironically, I got a degree in electronics way back when, as y'all said. And at the time, never could get a job when I got out of tech. Although they said I'd have to move, you know, Atlanta or one of the bigger cities, which I didn't want to do. So I ended up in the family courier business, which is what I don't own it anymore, but I still work with it. And I have a book to study, and I never studied it. And one day I saw an app on Facebook, and I started looking into that, and the rest is history.
Let me see if I have this. Well, a phone or tablet, whichever you want to prefer to use, is called Repeater Book. And I have it on my tablet and my phone so that when we travel, and my wife normally drives when we travel, and we have a radio in her car, too. She's not a ham, but I do all the talking with my big mouth. I can sit there and I can look up local repeaters as we drive through different areas because it uses your GPS. It's a really good app. It'll show you all the repeaters. You can set it up for pretty much anything, 2 meter, 440, GMRS, whatever you want to find, you know. And it's a good app. Gentlemen, I'm pulling into the bank right now. I got to do some banking here. Shane, to get it, I'm going to back out for a few minutes because I'm in line here. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Shane.
See you later, and make sure you deposit all that money. Don't keep any in your pocket. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Terry.
Complete what he was talking about. I have a repeater book. I just don't travel that much so that I haven't had a real reason to use that, but I have all the local stuff in.
And even local, we have so many repeaters around here now. And if you forget, if you don't program it in or, you know, you forget what the code is, something happens, you got to reset the radio. It's very handy to have. So what, you said a family courier business. What kind of stuff do you curry?
Family part was a long time ago, but anything same day. We delivered mail from the post office, packages, had box trucks, and delivered up to 10,000 pounds same day.
Probably ran into some of you, or I don't know how many are around, but there's a lot of them around here to do that kind of thing.
Say, I worked for my family to begin with, and then when that fell apart, I started my own, which was called Carolina Express. And then there's a guy over here in Greenville that ended up some years back buying that out, and I'm still here.
Good, Terry. Carolina Express actually sounds familiar. I've been with this company for 34-plus years and drove little brown package cars for 20-plus years. I actually got one this morning. I had to cover this route today, which does a little bit of both, a little bit of the package car and the rest in the tractor trailer. I haven't driven one of those package cars in between 5 to 8 years. But it was, like I told somebody, it was like riding a bicycle.
Kind of like a bad reminder.
I don't want to have to do it again. I mean, it was easy, but there was a reason I got out of it.
But the reason is those guys work really hard.
I agree with you.
Fortunately, I'm back at my office, and for whatever reason, I cannot hit the repeaters from inside my office on a HT. So, I heard Patrick answer a question last night about why the Greenville Paris Mountain wasn't working, and I'd always was curious about that too. Anyway, the Caesar's Head, I can't hit from inside my office, so I'm going to back out of here. KR4ACR, N4ZLK, nice to meet you, nice chatting.
Oh, you have a good day. HT does great in some places, but it can be a little compromised. But enjoyed meeting you, and I hope to hear you again. KR4ACR, N4ZLK, 73.